Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text of the gospel lesson. We're into Advent. It's a new year. It's a new group of lessons. And it's something that talks about being prepared. Kind of watch and see what happens. It's one of these short seasons that you have to watch it quick or it'll disappear before you saw it go. And so Matthew's gospel brings the idea of what's going to happen and what you're going to see when it does. Now, there's other places that have other things, but there's a concept in there that comes across as the idea of watch and be aware. Know what you're seeing, know what you're hearing, know what's going on because something's happening. Something's going to happen that's going to be different. It's not going to be the same as what was. In Isaiah's lesson, it talked about stopping the learning of war anymore, of taking your plowshares, being made out of spears, your pruning hooks made out of other things that were war implements, learning war no more. There will be no more war learned on my mountain, he says. So this is preparatory to the war, the Lord coming. So you got a two-pronged thing in Advent. One is you're preparing for Christmas. Now, we all know what that means. That means you're going to spend yourself white. And about two times, you're going to spend a lot of time anymore on the internet because there's no place in town to buy anything. Once they killed off Kmart, you got nothing. You have zip. You got to go to Olean, and they're not much there anymore. I guess you can go all the way to Jamestown. Maybe there's something there. Or you can go to Elmira, and there's less there than there used to be. So I don't know where you go. You spend your time on the internet. Or you could go out, as you might have, on Black Friday, and put up with the crowds wherever they might be and see if you can get what you're looking for. But you're going to spend a lot of time in the next few weeks trying to get the right thing for the right people for the right price at the right time, and then you're going to try to get it packaged and out of here so it gets there in time. And that's going to be a trick, too. You never know what's going to happen with the systems that move the stuff around, whether it's ever going to get there on time. You got to figure out what you're going to send first. In some respects, we've gotten to the point of the lazy man's version of how to do this. We just give some form of money. The thing I've found about giving money is the color's never wrong. Size may not be acceptable. But, you know, I never saw anybody complain about the color of money. So that's some of what you can do to get ready for Christmas. But that's not the whole message of Advent. The message of Advent is prepare for the fact that he's coming back. Now, he's going to come in the next few weeks in one or two ways. He's either going to come as the baby at Christmas, or he's going to become the returning Jesus Christ to claim everything at the end of time. Now, there are those who will tell you what day that's going to be. Now, where they got their information, I don't know. It says nobody knows. Not even Jesus himself, when he was on earth, knew. The only one that knows is God the Father. So if you hear some great evangelist tell you that this week is the day, get ready. You ain't going to find out from him because he doesn't know. It just doesn't happen. I smile because a few weeks ago was supposed to be the day. It was supposed to happen somewhere the week before, like Wednesday or Tuesday or something like that. And some of them called each other the next day and said, "Oh, I didn't think you were going to be here." Gee, it didn't happen. Amazing. For 2,000 years, the church has been waiting for this thing to happen, and it still doesn't happen. It's kind of hard sometimes to get ready for something that never seems to happen. Some of you remember, because you're old enough, the things that we used to do when we were scared stiff that the Russians were going to kill us all because they were going to drop nuclear bombs on us. And we had to make sure that if the flash happened, we knew to get under our desk and whatever else. Civil defense was a big thing. Every community had a big thing on the roof of their fire department, usually, where you could climb up and you learned to identify aircraft. so that you could see the Russian-built B-29 that was going to come and drop the bomb on you. And we worried about that, because that was going to happen. And we were sweating, what would happen if it happened to us? What was going to happen then? And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Some of those buildings and some of those spots are still there. But the disaster didn't happen. Well, for 2,000 years, the church has been looking forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because it says he's going to come back and do what he said he was going to do. He's going to come back and he's going to take over and he's going to reign forever. Now, what it's going to look like, I don't know. Some of the religious right will tell you that they know what it's going to look like. They will also tell you that there's a thing called the rapture, and that they're the only ones going, and the rest of us are going to sit here and rot, because they're the only ones acceptable to God. Sorry about that. I don't believe in the rapture, but some people do. That's their answer. But it says here, don't believe if somebody tells you they know, because nobody knows. It's going to happen. But you're going to see things before it happens that are going to give you clues. You've been told about the clues for years. Volcanoes, earthquakes, wars, all kinds of horrible things that people do to each other. And they've been talking about these for hundreds of years too. And they're still doing it. And those things are still out there. And there's still warnings. Because someday it's going to happen. Someday the last day will be. All we're told is that we're not going to be told when it is, but we should be ready for it. We should be ready. Not the way the people were that were sure what day it was going to be and went and sold everything they had and put the money in their pocket and waited the next day for it to happen. I don't know what they thought the money was going to be good for if the second coming came the next day. I haven't figured that one out. Maybe they figured they can buy their way in, or they're going to put the money in an insulated lead-lined container, but wouldn't think the money would do you much good in those days. But it was their answer to what to do to handle how you figure out what's going to happen when the second coming does. What's going to happen when he comes back? When he comes back, he's going to be in charge. When he comes back, he's going to take us all. How it's going to happen, I don't know. What it's going to look like, I don't know either. If you want to listen to people who think they do, that's up to you. I don't do it. I don't see any great understanding from trying to describe something that we really don't know how is going to go together. But the idea is, get ready. The idea is, be aware. The comment that he makes is, if a man had a house and he knew it was going to be broken into, and he stayed awake all night and watched, then the thief wouldn't have been able to do it because he'd have been on watch. So be watchful. Be aware. Watch and see what happens. I used to be able to say, look at the newspaper, but there aren't any of them anymore either. So watch television and listen to whatever news seems to suit you. Some of them are better than others, but watch and see what you see. Hurricanes, all kinds of earthly herald, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, you name it. When you start to see these things, again, as you've seen them before, watch and see what happens next. And if nothing happens in the next 3 or 4 weeks, enjoy Christmas, because that's what's going to happen no matter what. Come the 25th of December, like every other year, Christmas is going to come. The baby's going to be born. God is going to become man. So watch and see. If Advent brings us something that it hasn't before in the coming of Christ as the returning God, or prepares us for the baby in the manger, the one we're really used to. Watch and see. Be ready. It's coming. Just don't know in what form. Keep your eyes out. See what's next. The Lord be with you. Peace. Grace from God. Amen.